This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan during his first overseas trip for NATO and European Union meetings in England and Belgium this month, this according to the White House Thursday. The White House also said Mr. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden would meet with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle June 13th. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a motley alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament. A confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. Should last-minute defections thwart the change alliance, Israel would likely have to hold yet another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. Envoys from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations arrived in Myanmar Thursday ahead of planned meetings with the military junta on ending turmoil since the February 1st coup, the local Delta News agencies reported. It said the second minister for foreign affairs for Brunei, the association's chair this year, and the bloc's secretary general, also from Brunei, were expected to meet junta leader Min Aung Hlaing Friday. French authorities in Paris are searching an Air France plane that arrived from Chad following an anonymous threat about a possible explosive device on board, officials said Thursday. Air France said in a statement the following threat